Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 14 through 26. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot says, "Because I am not a hand, I am not a part of the body," it is not, for this reason, any the less a part of the body. And if the ear says, "Because I am not an eye, I am not a part of the body," it is not for this reason any the less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But now God has placed the members, each one of them, in the body, just as he desired. If they were all one member, where would the body be? But now there are many members, but one body. And the eye cannot say to the hand, "I have no need of you." Or again, the head to the feet, "I have no need of you." On the contrary, it is much truer that the members of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary, and those members of the body which we deem less honorable, on these we bestow more abundant honor, and our less presentable members become much more presentable, whereas our more presentable members have no need of it. But God has so composed the body, giving more abundant honor to that member which lacked, so that there may be no division in the body, but that the members may have the same care for one another. And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. If one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it.
When we talk about serving the church with talents and gifts, what comes to mind? A choir singer? Sunday school teacher? The truth is, there are many different ways to use our talents. Church isn't a Sunday-only establishment. It's not simply a place and time. It is a body of believers, each one gifted by God to guide, help, and support the rest. In fact, service to the Lord doesn't have to take place within church. It can happen out in the world as well. The majority of believers aren't in a position to influence large crowds. When we act or speak, it's usually only those closest to us who notice. But a chain reaction ripples outward to affect others. Paul's metaphor of body parts working together is a helpful description of how one small action can have widespread impact. Consider the way your big toe keeps your foot stable, thereby steadying your whole body. In the same way, a gentle rebuke, a listening ear, or a loving deed benefits the church by strengthening someone who then supports another. We are on this earth to serve God's kingdom and His church, and we do that by ministering to each other in small ways that steady the whole body as we give extra support to one member. This week, look for a need that God can meet through you.